659.
Hello, welcome to the regular council meeting for the Village of CarMax on Wednesday, June 4th, 2025. I respectfully acknowledge that we are meeting on the traditional territory of Little Sam and CarMax First Nation. Call the meeting to order at 7 o'clock. Do we have a motion to adopt the agenda, please?
We make a motion that we adopt the agenda as presented.
I have additions, actually, sorry.
As amended. Okay, what
additions would be an in-camera for labor. And striking 6.1, traffic safety committee.
6.10, you mean?
Yeah, 0.
That was, why don't we get to do our council activity reports?
Can we have a...
Oh, second.
Okay. All in favor? Thank you. A motion to drop the minutes of 3.1 regular meeting of May 20th. There's 8 revisions. You want to put it on the table? No, no.
I'll make a motion that we accept the minutes of the meeting of May 20th. Second.
Okay, so revisions are... One being, three. Six point two, the fifth bar down, it says in my report, helped facilitate and took minutes to prepare for the, it says River Runners Company event, but that should be Ridge Run event. Second revision would be AYC. First bullet point, AYC has 2 municipal board vacancies. It should read Yukon Municipal Board.
Yes. I'm sorry, I didn't catch that.
That's okay. Third revision would be under Traffic Safety Committee. I guess we can push those 2 revisions to the Traffic Safety Committee when they get their minutes approved. So the next one would be also under the safety committee. So move. Okay. Question period. This one would be land ownership and development. Brian Morrell, first bullet, the lot 127, not lot number 1.
Who's asking about this lot right here?
Yeah.
That's number 1.
It's lot 127.
127?
Yes.
Lot 127.
Okay, sorry, but we were just indicating if I say like the number 1 lot back.
And the other one is boardwalk. First bullet is discussion centered on extending the boardwalk from Pocket Park to, it says Riverside Motel. It doesn't exist.
Roadhouse.
It's Roadhouse, yeah. And under speed zone discussion, first bullet point, it's speed limits are, it says in brackets now 25, it should include 40 kilometers. And that's all.
I have a question. So for now, leave the traffic.
Yeah.
Reporting so, there as is for now.
It's gonna the traffic committee, the traffic safety committee minutes will be stricken from this meeting, as they haven't been approved by that board yet.
Okay.
Okay. Do we have any others?
It's Kayla minutes to her request, but K-A-Y-L-A, not Kyla.
Do you want to just say the latter?
Where's
Kayla minutes? She had a request. It was 5 point something, and that was because I wasn't here, but I do know her name.
The spelling of her name.
Yeah, spelling of her name.
K-A-Y.
K-A-Y-L-A.
Thank you.
No problem.
Any other?
No. Cool.
Not seeing any. All in favor of the revisions? Thank you. Welcome, Dennis. Councillor Mitchell. Brian Morrell, welcome. You could have a seat if you want over there.
Okay.
Yeah. Go ahead.
Okay. Delegations, not seeing any. Correspondence, not seeing any. Reports, 6.1 activity, council activity reports. Councillor Hanson.
I haven't found anything council related. I'm busy doing personal things.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Councillor Mitchell.
With that other casino meeting, and I attended the grad. We don't talk, that's it. Luke and Farrell.
Thank you.
I attended the grad and gave them their gifts from the Village of CarMax for their short speech. It was beautiful. It was a beautiful grad. It was well done. And that's about it.
Thank you, Councillor Wheeler. Councillor Belmore sends her regrets. Mayor's report. I don't have anything to report right now. I will have a report on the FCM and other activities that I've been to for next meeting. I apologize, but we'll move on to a finance report. Finance report for May 2025. This is a summary of expenditures, income statement, property tax payments, and audit update from Annette. Thank you, Annette, finance officer. We just need a motion to accept this for informational purposes.
I'll make that motion.
We have a seconder. Seconder?
I'll just second that.
Okay. Any discussion or questions for Annette? And the finance report. I think there was one question here was the CarMax hotel with service fees. What services are we actually receiving from them? I think we had an answer before, but I can't remember what it was. If you want to.
Do you know what we...
You can just email us.
Yeah, touch and send her purchases.
Touch and send her. Any other questions for Annette on tables, payroll? Let's direct them to Chantal, the CAO, please.
Do your parties?
It was invoices from my Dutch Center.
It says CarMax Hotel Limited monthly service fees, $150.29. That's the question.
Yeah.
If you could just get back to us on. Do you have it there?
Okay. Action Center invoices. It goes under the
whole. Yeah, so what happens is VIC and Recreation Center local purchase things, and this is the invoice, and then they send us receipts and it gets put onto one invoice, these items in the bookkeeping.
Any others? So I'll call a question. All those in favor? Thank you.
I'm assuming that no quorum was the bylaw.
6.4 bylaw report.
I think it
would
be a good idea to put something about that one unsecured load in the Hooter so people know, like, this is what the bylaw officer does. Like, that could have been deadly. Honestly, it could have taken out a family.
I've never heard of it.
Oh, there was a truck going through with a Silverado that was held on with one strap.
To the front bumper.
Yeah.
Local or out of town?
You said we came from Pelly with it.
It's all here in the report. I'll just...
Well, this is I wanted to ask if that was a YTG truck.
No.
No?
Just the summary of activities here. Occurrences to date. Dogs at large. Four. Aggressive dog complaints, one. Traffic violations, parking, unsecured loads, seven. He has some notes there if you'd like to review those. Assisting with RCMP, he's got three occasions. Public encounters, 10. Open space infractions, three. He's highlighted some things here. Community safety focus, assisting with RCMP with nighttime community safety patrols, traffic enforcement, several semis were stopped, transporting vehicles with improper loads. That's the part there with the pictures. Parks and open spaces, he's just making sure boardwalks are free of littering. He's got lots of pictures here, some friendly furry friends that have been left behind. Thank you, Constable Leo.
I see his garbage.
Yeah.
At Verdot, we got seven bags of garbage from Coal Mine Hill, myself and friend. It was all over the bank.
Okay, moving on, Public Works report from Jens. This looks like his regular report, just operational things, does have some highlighted stuff in here. At the bottom, saying that he has purchased a new fleet truck. Visitor information center is in working operations. Everything else you could review. Don't see anything else that's highlighted. Thank you, Public Works Gent. General Manager Lee or Jens. Moving on, Visitor Information Center report. Jeremy Byers. Thank you, Jeremy. Visitor statistics, 54 visitors. It says weekday visitors, 41, week end visitors, 13, local visitors, 7. It's got some notes here. Visitor turnout shows a steady weekday interest with lower weekend engagement, zero participation on the walks with tours, need increased promotion on schedule adjustments. Talks about the gift shop. He says he's ordered some posters, but the sandwich boards are not here yet. And he's awaiting some reply from Shone FM for radio advertising. He's got some comments from visitors. It's a poor location and hard to find. So that's that information piece with signage. Thank you, Jeremy. And fire report from Acting Fire Chief Dennis Mitchell. Thank you, Dennis Mitchell. Just explains the call outs, what type they are, and who attended. Looks like some chimney fires.
See, two call outs in one day.
That's a busy day.
Three
call outs in one day. Thank you, CarMax Fire, Brian Morrell, and all the volunteers.
You know what they say when the firefighters are all the time? What's going on, Brian?
Sorry.
No, thank you for showing. Okay.
Moving on. CAO report. Chantel.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. My report for June 4th, 2025. Save the dates. June 5th will be the public engagement with Jane and Mark for the development initiatives at the Recreation Center, 6 p.m. to 7:30 p.m. International Trails Day with Trans-Canada Trail event will be June 7th, Saturday. Recreation and Visitor Information Center has been setting that up for some volunteers. If you'd like to show up, there's some swag. There's going to be a walk along the boardwalk for picking weeds and some cleanup, and a barbecue after. Pole Grand opening is looking to be around June 14th due to staffing. The water filtration system was shipped out yesterday, and we'll have plumbers to get the boilers running tomorrow. Composting public engagement with Balanced Biogas will be on June 17th at the Recreation Center, talking about everything composting. And next regular council meeting will be June 17th. Updates, I attended the CAMA and FCM conference in Mont-Tremblant and Ottawa. I found CAMA more informative. However, FCM was really great to see the trade show and find out with suppliers and people who I've been talking on the phone with, and getting all that information was very valuable. Repairs and maintenance at the Recreation Center Arena have begun in earnest. Gerson has informed me that he's been working on the building lights, eaves and flashing, concrete repair, vinyl flooring repair, painting, large post solutions for the viewing area. We've discussed that, and then an access door hatch for underneath the stairs that he's working on. Visitor Information Center is fully open now, and the washrooms are also open for the past week. Trees and brush have been cut down on the corner of the school and the highway, so it was more clear visual for where the stop sign is located. Meeting one last time with YG and CarMax Development Corporation in regards to the Teal buildings at the landfill in order for the scale project to commence, hopefully by the end of June, July. I received an update from Kelly in regards to the June 30th request to make June 30th a stat holiday from the Litton First Nation. She's not received any information as of yet, and I passed on their information to her and vice versa. And she said she would let us know if Chief and Council make a decision on that in the future. YG will be starting a new battery recycling program launching June 24th. You can find that information on the YG website and the City of Whitehorse website. I inquired to the BST road work and possibly extending it, as Mayor and Council from last Council meeting had requested that I seek out that information. Unfortunately, Highways and Public Works is not willing to take this on. Our Public Works Department will rip up the surrounding BST road and then regrade it We're going to charge the government to get that done. And then they're going to come and actually fix the BST. And that will be on July 28th. So at the beginning of May, I had requested from Heritage Canada some funding for Canada Day. Unfortunately, applications had to be in November 21st of 2024. And I'm not sure that that's been done. I've asked around. I've sent Chanel an email today because they only responded back to me today that the funding had closed in November. And so we have no funds for Canada Day. I'm hoping that Chanel at Recreation Center has something planned, but she was not in today. So hopefully I'll be able to speak to her tomorrow about that. And that is the end of my report.
I have a question on the BST. Mm-hmm. Was that not part of a project that was not finished?
Is yes.
That what that's yeah. regarding?
So yeah, so that was the contractor that came and repaired the storm drains.
Yeah.
And then the road got ripped up.
Okay.
The contractor was on the verge of being terminated. However, that's not the case now. So he's now coming to put the last pieces of the storm drains in. But the BST work, I believe, is still going to be through YG. Although Mike was very unclear about that. So I'm still working on that component. I'll give you another update at next meeting.
Sure.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Any other questions for Chantel? Okay. Thank you, Chantel. Association of Yukon Communities, KYC, Councillor Hanson.
Nothing has happened since our last meeting. We have one on June 17th. The office manager is going to be working out of Tesla for a while, out of home, but she said that won't affect anything. So that's a good thing.
Okay. Can I have clarification on, are you?
I'm on the board.
Oh, so you should be given the
Well, I don't. Board. All I know is that our next meeting's on September 20th. That's here. Literally, yeah. That's the only information I have. She has extended information because she's an executive. She knows more. Yes,
but you could be. You're welcome to give the report.
Yeah, I can. That's the report you're going to get. The next meeting, September 20th, in CarMax.
Well, thank you both.
Thank you, sir.
Okay, bylaws. Not seeing any. New and unfinished business, 8.1 Housing Accelerator Fund. These are initiatives from Jane.
These are initiatives from the revision of our half funding grant that was initially written for CarMax, okay, but needed changing. So these are the four initiatives that have been changed.
Yep.
And what we're working on this year. And then the proposal that I need approved this evening, because according to our purchasing policy, any contract in excess of $35,000 requires a resolution from council.
So where's the info on what the motion would be for approval? What is the actual content that you want?
Yes. So the resolution would be to accept the proposal for CarMax Housing Accelerated Fund implementation spring, summer 2025.
Is that in this minutes?
Should be. I sent the package. So let's see here. There's initiative.
At the bottom? Okay.
That's the bottom. See. Yep, there we go.
So,
yeah. And so the contract would be for $73,190.35.
And the scope of work is Groundswell's working with Across the River Consulting and Greenwood Engineering proposed to fulfill the following half action plan milestones as per amended amendments. Did everybody get a chance to review these initiatives?
All these?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Councilor Wheeler?
Yeah.
Councilor Hedden?
Yes.
I'll call a question, or did you, I need a mover to put a motion on the table for proposal for CarMax Housing Accelerator Fund implementation spring/summer 2025.
Where does that money come from? Does it come from the HAP funding?
Yes.
Okay, I'll make the motion then, please.
You have a seconder.
One second. Okay,
discussion. Does anybody have any questions about motion that's on the table for proposal for a CarMax Housing Accelerator Fund implementation spring/summer 2025 with the changes of the incentives moving forward?
More of a comment. I do appreciate the actual consultant hours listed instead of just an overall price. Because,
and for CMHC to accept our amendments is commendable too.
Yeah.
Any other comments, concerns? We'll ask the question. All those in favor? Thank you. Okay, 8.2, regular council meeting of July 1st, which is Canada Day, to be moved to July 2nd. We need a mover.
Is there any room for another day?
We can put the motion on the floor and you can discuss it.
Okay, I'll make a motion that we will change the meeting date for the next regular council meeting.
Second. Okay, any discussion on the date?
I propose changing it to the 8th and the 22nd.
Sorry, I didn't hear you there.
July 8th and 22nd for July, because that makes more sense with every second week calendar-wise.
So you want to move two of them?
Yes. And it still makes more sense calendar-wise.
Okay. So everybody see that?
You have a smaller calendar than you do, Dennis. Oh, you have good eyes.
I can't see that. I'm close up on Twitter, but the distance I can see. No, that sounds good.
Any other comments?
I'm cool with that.
So the motion would read that we move regular council meeting July 1st to July 8th and regular council meeting July 15th to the 22nd. All those in favor? Thank you very much. That passes. 8.3, wood chipper quotes. This is for information only, but I would like to see some recommendations from Public Works and yourself, just on some context of what we're actually looking at.
Yep.
I
can get that.
Could we just maybe push this to table this to the next meeting to give you some time to do that?
What exactly would you like to know?
Like what's relevant here, what we're looking at as the project, some context behind what it's used for. I'd like to hear from the public works manager on what his recommendations are for the use and purpose of this at the landfill. Any other? Yeah, go ahead, Councillor.
It's going to be used in the composting process. We can ask Jonathan a lot about that when he's here too.
Mm-hmm. That's what I was thinking. If it works hands with the biogas. I thought it did. I thought that's why we needed it.
Yeah, go ahead, Chantal.
So part of the wood chipper was part of the solid waste management plan. And in there in the cell development, there was the wood chipper in order to turn the clean wood into chips for a binder for the composting program, as well as a bio digester. Also to line trails, like Brian had said, he would like some of the wood chips in order to put some around the trails. We had planned that. All of that is in the solid waste management plan. When I came on and reviewing all the projects that were on the table, this was one of the things that had come up. And so we had talked about that in the budget, in the capital budget, and what that looks like as far as sizing. I have spoken to Jens and Public Works and what we need as far as the actual sizing, something that we can pull behind the truck, which both of these we can. And they're also the right size. The two wood chippers that we have quoted, one comes with a 6 to 8 month delivery time with delivery and training for that price of $164,000. And that, when we were in the budget meeting, that's what I based our initial capital budgeting on, because that was the only quote that I had at the time. However,
$164,000, it's $1.64 million.
What? Oh, no, he made a mistake. He's got an extra number in there.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking.
Yeah.
I don't even know why this one's on.
I'll just make a suggestion that for this information that I'll push back to you, just to have a bit of more of a report from the project and the status of the project, and then the recommendations from a report stating the actual how this ties into that project from either yourself and your public works general manager. And then I can see what I'm actually looking at.
Okay.
I'd like some clarification on the pricing.
Yeah.
To make sure. Let's make sure it's not $1.5 million.
Okay. Any other questions regarding wood chippers? Moving on. Liability life rings. This is here. Inquiring. This is from Greg Woodford. Replying.
I like his answer.
Yeah, he replies to Annette, thank you for reaching out. I appreciate the village's proactive approach to enhancing public safety along the riverfront. Below are my comments in response to questions regarding the potential insurance or liability implications of installing life rings or life preserver buoys. That said, there is an associated responsibility to ensure that the equipment is properly installed, routine inspections. So insurance coverage as a general liability policy will extend to cover the installation of the use of public safety equipment provided by its municipality owned and maintained. I recommend documenting the equipment locations, maintenance schedule, and inspection protocols. No new line of insurance is required. This goes into best practices. But yeah. Any questions on that? Counselors?
I don't think we had $1,500 in the budget for it, or however much it was, so maybe next year.
Any other comments?
I don't know if it really needs it.
Hopefully
never. Hopefully it's never needed.
I know, but
there's kids playing on the sandball.
So that mean we have to make a decision.
Just worried a little bit about vandalism to it, you know, necessarily needed. But...
Yeah, vandalism's a real danger.
Okay. Maybe this is something that we
especially at the next budget time.
Well, we could put this into the local booter and make it.
I'm all for safety.
Information back involved. From the public.
But
pardon me.
I said I'm more for safety than anything, but just trying to figure out how this would, where you'd put it and how it.
I've seen them on the Klondike River in Dawson City. That's where I kind of, that's the only place I've ever seen them.
Okay, moving on. Question period. Prime or out?
For the wood chipper, what is supposed to be chipped? What is the intent of it? Like, what area is going to be cut and chipped that we're...
So that's...
...needed for it.
Chantal?
Yep. So the wood chipper was part of the plan for the overall solid waste management of the landfill. So part of that recommendation was wood chipper for the clean wood that's coming into the landfill. So it's not being wasteful, that we can use it as a binder for the compost and whatnot. With the capabilities to be pulled behind a truck, we can do it. So when we're doing the clear brushing along the roads, instead of taking that to the dump, it can just be wood chipped and put along trails.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
And like the riverfront as well?
Everywhere. We can pull it wherever we want and put clean wood.
I'm just wondering if there's an actual plan to deal with the riverfront, like the all along the boardwalk, it just keeps growing up and growing up that you can't see the river anymore. And then there's some bigger structures there, bigger trees and that. And it's thinned out between, you'd still have good visibility given to the small stuff. I don't know if that's
but also, true. As someone who's lived beside the river for 20 years, when it gets cleared out, you really feel it down the streets. You feel that cold wind blowing.
Yeah, that plus
erosion.
Erosion. It's erosion control to have all that vegetation there.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, I'm not saying take it out the roots, just
thin out
the stem. Yeah, thin out. That's all. And just the little stuff in between the big stuff so that we see the river.
Yeah, all of the willows that have grown up.
Any other questions?
Community Development Fund, has there been any Community Development Fund projects that have been financed by the Community Development Fund?
The Community Development Fund.
For like which brush clearing? You mean?
Or for anything, it can be used for anything.
Have we had an application to it?
Yeah, have we had any financing put through for any projects at all with the Community Development Fund?
I'm not sure.
Not recently. There's been a lot over the years.
Yeah.
But not
so currently. When I came on in January, there were so many open projects that I need to focus on in order to close them. Otherwise, we're already in arrears on quite a few.
Yeah.
And so trying to finish that. My plate is so full that I cannot take on any more work right now. So no, there hasn't been any applications for that because I don't have the capacity.
Yeah. Is there deadlines for that? Like they're twice a year or something, you know?
I think
there's three different fundings and with different dates. Yeah.
Yeah. Different
plans.
Yeah. There's different tiers. Yeah.
And a lot of them are involved.
Yeah.
We can get you proper information on that.
Yeah, I was just involved with some of them a few years back where we were developing snow machine trails around and mapping them and everything. And there really hasn't been much done since then that I can think of anyways. Maybe I just didn't see it enough. The old Wachiji property over here, Highways property, Has anything moved forward with that yet?
Mm-hmm.
Like we're waiting for test results on the ground? Is that what the situation is? Does anybody know?
So currently the testing has been completed. It's been approved for low risk. So we can put housing on there if we want to. However, YG owns it and they need to resurvey it because it's a survey from many years ago. And the road, River Drive Road, and the one in the back is considered part of that lot. So they have to survey it and take the roads out.
Oh, yeah.
And then once that is surveyed, then YG and Mayor and Council will discuss whether YG is going to develop it and what that looks like for the community with input from the community, or whether the VOC will take it on as a project and develop it. So that still talks a ways away.
Okay. And in that, was the Village of Carmax thinking of putting housing in there? Is that the idea? Or you didn't have any determination yet?
Well, in the OCP, the idea was a village hub. That's what it's been zoned for. But at this point, no, not really. Okay. Yeah.
I'm not sure if this falls under you guys' purview or not, but the new development that's happening down by the Pierce Information booth there. Planning on putting in 6 plexes, 4 plexes, something. First Nations is doing it. They must be aware of the river level that comes up there, right?
Yeah. Yep. So they're putting a 6-plex there, and the River Road Drive is being raised 2 meters.
Oh, yeah.
in flood mitigation, and that was part of the LSCFN contract with the government, and they're taking care of that.
Okay, I guess they're doing that right from the rec center. Then.
They're doing it from the corner of the back end of the rec center all the way down to the other side of their lot where they're building.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay, that makes sense, yeah, because that was going to be a big problem if they didn't do something there.
You're thinking about the groundwater that pushes up through?
Well, no, just the fact that the river comes just about to the rec center sometimes. So
I'm more worried about the groundwater pushing up through.
Well, it's probably going to happen too. And inevitably, you go around the back of their dike, whatever, too. But as long as they're aware of it and that they're dealing with it somehow, that's their issue, I guess. Then the next thing was Carmax Bulletin Board. Manage that account.
It's a private thing. So
it has nothing to do with nothing. Village of Carmax, LCFN,
Touch. No, actually, there's the.
They just says it, when you click on, you can click on their page and it'll tell you who their admin are, and then you can message them directly. Okay. So if you have concerns about that.
Was Glenn away from there, Kara?
Yeah.
There's those comments that were on the street or whatever that I'm a little pissed off about, but.
You can always report comments too. And...
Yeah.
Well, if you're his leader.
But.
That has nothing to do with the Village of Carmax.
Yeah, I was just
their own page.
I didn't know if that would permit any input in there or not. Has been anything happened with the speed zone business? Is there some sort of petition or something that's happening? Somebody said there was a petition. I've never seen anything. I've never talked to anybody about it, so I don't know. What's happened?
That's in our previous minutes. Says the petition didn't have the right information, and the person that created the petition has retracted that petition. So
to redo it, or are they just totally?
We're not sure at this time.
Who presented it? They actually brought it one to the village.
Stuart Harris, yeah, but
they actually brought one to the village office. Like,
so he brought it to me. Oh, yeah. I dated it, and then I reviewed it, and it was missing information, and so I denied it, and I gave it back to him, and he has not said anything or brought anything back.
Okay. Yeah, that's all the questions I had.
Okay. Thank you, Brad.
Thank you.
All right. We need a motion to go into in-camera.
I'll make a motion that we begin our in-camera session. 7:44.
7:44.
I made the pay.
Did you?
A long time ago. Because the vines all had to mix down.
Yeah.
But I do, if anything calls people down, I delete them and usually kick them off.